Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond. We're back this week with another episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. So, Crystal, please tell us what the crazies have been up to this past fortnight.
Okay. On Sunday, March 5th, officers responded to the section of historic Fort Screven in reference to a burglary in progress.
Not a burgle.
And Fort Screven is an old fort, and it's like been renovated into some sort of apartments or something these days. We haven't been down there lately, but it's it's very fort-ish.
And that's important when you're talking about a fort. You want it to be as fortish as possible.
Yeah. According to the caller, several people were actively attempting to kick in the door.
Why would they do such a crazy thing?
We're going to find out. Upon their arrival, our team spotted four teenagers attempting to leave the scene. While speaking,
I need to know something before you progress any further. Was there anything emitting from any place?
No, not this time.
Nothing.
These are teenagers
emitting.
Not drinking.
No. Okay. Well, this one's not going to be like our normal story. Mm-mm. It doesn't sound like.
We'll get to those. While speaking with officers, one of the teens admitted to kicking the door once, while the group claimed that they simply wanted to explore the fort. So what we have is some urban explorers here.
Well, we know how you feel about urban exploring. Are you sure that you weren't with them, possibly?
I don't think I could pass as a teenager, so no, it wasn't me.
Of course you could.
It wasn't me. During the course of the investigation, officers made contact with the owner of the property, who asked that all four teens be banned permanently.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable thing the man might want.
After receiving their criminal trespass notices, all four were sent on their way, so no arrest. No harm done, really? Just a kick in the door?
I mean, come on. It was just a minor disturbance and kicking in of property.
Yeah, I mean, I think people live in these places, so what were they thinking was going to be in there?
Well, I know one time when I was a kid, me and my friend at the time found a shed behind a house, you know? And obviously, like most kids would think, we would think that, you know, the shed probably is abandoned, even though it's behind an actively lived-in house.
What are you doing behind someone's house?
What we were doing was we got locked in the shed by accident. So we thought that probably the best thing we could do to try to get out is to grab all the items in the shed and start smashing all the windows around it. Did I tell you this story before?
No. Really? You did this?
Yeah.
You smashed windows.
Yeah. I smashed windows, but I didn't do it because I was trying to be vandalous.
Did your mother
know
this?
I was trying to get out. I don't think so, because the lady that was there, she was real nice about it, and she didn't, you know, even say anything. We told her we was running away from some people that were picking on us, which wasn't true, but we didn't intend to destroy her property. We were just scared that we were going to die.
So you were a little urban explorer.
I don't want to admit it, but I guess I just did on nationally aired
worldly.
Stuff.
Yeah. People all over the world
people
are hearing this.
All over
this.
The world now know the truth, and this lady's probably been dead for 30 years.
What were you doing in someone's property?
Well, we used to go out. We didn't play video games all the time. I mean, we would go around and ride our bikes and things of that
nature.
Into
just random people's yards?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd basically be in random people's yards. And we, you know, accidentally, it was truly an accident that we got locked into the shed. And there were windows all up around the top of the shed. So we didn't know how to get out because the door locked behind us. So there were knickknacks and things sitting around in the shed, and we just thought that perhaps I don't know what we were thinking, because even if we smashed the windows that were up above us, it's not like we're going to be able to get out of those windows, but it just makes sense.
You're very lucky you're not one of my true crime stories at this point. This is the second time I've heard of you being in a precarious situation as a child.
Yeah,
the other time you got in a truck with a man when you were a little boy.
Yeah, we were in the truck with a guy who I honestly at the time realized it was a bad idea, but I made sure to sit closest to the door, which is almost as good as not getting shot, really.
So your friend would have been kidnapped instead.
Well, sometimes it's survival of the fittest.
Later the same day, officers responded to a local restaurant in reference to a report of theft of services. While speaking with our team, employees stated that two women had consumed $62 worth of food and alcohol before fleeing the restaurant without paying. Officers checked the area, but were unable to locate anyone matching the suspect's descriptions.
That sounds very unfortunate.
This seems to happen quite a bit on Tybee. Like, people just come in. Because, like, how can you really keep track of people in these bars, honestly? Like, people can just walk in and walk out. And, you know, I have a feeling they have a hard time keeping track of who all is in the building.
They obviously must learn how to do it well, because one of the bartenders told us that if anyone skips a tab, they're personally liable for it. So they must have figured out some technique or method to do it that involves probably calling the police. Because we've been in a bar several times when the police have shown up.
Yeah, right? One time someone accused the bartender of stealing her purse.
To which the bartender very, you know, reasonably and calmly reacted by, I think, jumping over the bar and threatening to beat the woman senseless.
Yeah, she did. Well, she didn't take the purse. And if someone accuses you of taking a purse, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, if I took the purse, I probably wouldn't say that I took the purse. So who knows?
Yeah, but there's cameras everywhere. Clearly, the bartender didn't take the purse.
You think the drunk woman cared? Oh, by the way, the woman was actually quite drunk.
The woman ended up getting arrested, not the bartender.
Yeah, the bartender was telling us about it. She was so happy that that happened.
Yeah.
Well, not that the thing happened, but that the cops showed up and took her to the drunk tank we've talked about before.
On Tuesday, March 7th, one of our officers was on patrol in the area of Butler Avenue when he spotted a woman driving down the street while looking at her cell phone.
Now, you know you can't do that. That's one of the three things you can't do in a vehicle on Tybee. And
the entire state involve
emitting odors.
In Georgia, we are a hands-free state.
Oh, it's the whole state. It's not just like Chatham County.
No, the whole state is hands-free. So you're not allowed to hold your cell phone while you're driving.
But it's okay if you have headphones in your ears and you can't hear anything, as long as you're not holding the phone, right?
I don't do that.
Well, I have a hands-free.
I was
going to
say, I have a hands-free thing in my car.
I see so many people wearing those headphones in their ears when they're driving, and I know they're noise canceling. So how's that okay?
It's probably not, but it is better than looking at the phone. At least you're looking at the road.
Well, you're still driving distracted. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Do you ever drive distracted, Brett?
I live in a state of distraction pretty much all the time.
After stopping the vehicle, the officer learned that the woman did not have a driver's license.
Well,
really? Like, the cell phone was a dead giveaway.
Shock.
I know. She was subsequently placed under arrest and charged with a hands-free violation and driving without a license.
Well, that just seems like what they ought to have done.
Can you imagine trying to drive without a license? Like, I would be scared to death. Someone, you know, they're going to pull you over for no reason.
Did you really even ask what I would think it would be like to drive without my license on my person? Did you ask me that?
No, I don't think, like, if you drive and you don't have your actual license with you, but you have one, they can look you up in the system and they can still give you a ticket, but they're not going to arrest you. This person doesn't have a license to drive a car.
What I'm saying is like just leaving without the license.
I know.
Can you imagine me doing that?
You have occasionally by accident forgotten your wallet.
And I probably freaked out as soon as I realized it. And I'm like, well, we're definitely going up the river.
We're going to the drunk tank for having
no
license.
We're going to the Hoos Gal, Tina.
Also on Tuesday, officers spoke to a woman who believed she had been roofied the day before.
Well, that sounds like a serious accusation.
Mm-hmm. According to the woman, while she was standing in a local bar, she noticed that a couple standing next to her were behaving strangely and that they randomly apologized to her for no apparent reason. As the bartender placed the woman's shot on the counter, she turned around to talk to other patrons, taking her eyes off the drink in the process. After turning back to take the shot, she began to feel really drunk and not normal. After the woman reunited with her family, they expressed concern that she was on drugs due to her unusual behavior. Please note that this incident can occur in any social setting where drinks are served. As such, all readers are highly encouraged to keep their eyes on their drinks or leave them in the custody of a trusted friend whenever partaking in public. So yeah, that's pretty serious.
I don't see people doing that too much. I mean, but then again, the drinks don't usually stay full long enough for it to be an issue around here.
No, that's true. But if you're anywhere in a bar, watch your drinks, especially if you're alone.
It's a public service announcement. It really is a true problem. Probably would never happen to me, but I could see it happening to you.
On Wednesday, March 8th, one of our officers was on patrol in the area of Highway 80 when he spotted a vehicle with a defective brake light. This guy doesn't listen to our podcast.
Why do these people not pay attention? It's like they're asking to go up the river.
I don't know. After conducting a traffic stop, the officer learned that the driver had a suspended license and a warrant for his arrest through an outside agency.
Well, I didn't realize that it, you know, followed me around outside the city limits. You know what I'm saying?
This man was then placed under arrest and charged with no brake light and driving while license suspended. Ultimately, the other agency decided that they did not wish to place a hold on the man for their warrant, and he was subsequently released. So he's got a warrant out, and no one wants to take him in?
Well, you know, since ain't nobody here actively getting stabbed, we probably going to be okay to just let you go ahead and head on down the road and about your business.
I know, I'd really like to know what the warrant was for. Like, hopefully it was just like a driving violation.
I'm sure it wasn't any kind of serious violent crime. Otherwise, surely they would have at least held him in custody
until
that could have been resolved.
On Friday, March 10th, officers responded to the American Legion in reference to a possible drunk driver. I hate that we missed this.
Bingo, and we should have been there for it.
Friday nights is bingo night at the American Legion, so this is what was happening here. Upon their arrival, our team learned that the vehicle in question had backed into an unoccupied vehicle before parking in the lot.
Yeah,
he like backed in, then went ahead and parked.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and park right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, he says he didn't do it. While speaking with our officers, a witness colorfully described the driver as being, quote, drunker than
Oh, no, not drunker than, I ain't saying that. I done had to beep it once.
After walking over to where the vehicle in question was parked, officers were able to smell an odor emitting of that.
Oh, there's an alcoholic drink. Emitting of odors.
Emitting from within. During the course of their conversation with the driver, however, he denied ever drinking. And I wonder if this means ever in his entire life or ever in the past 5 minutes.
It probably means ever in the sense that it might get him to be put in the back of a police car, I'm thinking.
When he was confronted about the odor, he insisted that their sense of smell was off. They didn't smell alcohol.
That's the only thing that makes sense. I mean, it couldn't possibly be that he's at the bingo where they're actually selling alcohol in the bar to the people, and he just must have got primed before he showed up, so I could figure.
The driver also adamantly denied striking any of the other cars in the lot and repeatedly refused instructions to exit his vehicle in order to speak with officers.
This almost sounds like it could be one of them terroristic kind of threat situations like we had the last time.
At that time, officers were forced to pull the man from his vehicle and place him under arrest for DUI and obstruction.
Uh-oh. No. So
he didn't win the bingo, I guess.
Well, did he have a warrant for arrest?
Unclear. Man, we miss all the fun when we stay home on Friday night.
It seems like we should probably be going to bingo more often is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got to get out there and see what's happening this week.
Probably odors emitting from something.
During the evening hours of Saturday, March 11th, one of our officers was on patrol in the area of Highway 80 when he spotted a vehicle with a headlight out.
There they go again. They got that headlight out on the vehicle and they just ain't listening to the podcast.
He's a Wallflowers fan, I guess.
Well, he's going to drive it home on one headlight, but he ain't getting,
far. He ain't getting far. As the officer turned around and caught up to the vehicle, he also noticed that it was failing to maintain its lane. After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed an odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within.
Say it ain't so.
You didn't see it coming, did you?
I did not.
When asked, the driver also admitted to drinking earlier that evening. During the course,
at least he admitted that he had had a drink at least once in his lifetime.
Yeah, once. He had one. He did, but he didn't inhale.
But when he...
During the course of the investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. He was subsequently placed under arrest and charged with failure to maintain lane and DUI.
Well, it seems like that's some sort of recurring
thing. He didn't even
here.
Like put up a fight. He had no excuses. He had no, you know, denials. Didn't even try
to. This is probably not his first rodeo is what I'm thinking.
Probably. But at least he had no warrants that we know of.
That they told us about.
In the early morning hours of Sunday, March 12th, officers responded to the area of Butler and 15th in reference to an intoxicated person. Upon their arrival, our officers found the man sitting on the ground, swaying back and forth in an attempt to stay upright. While attempting to find out where the man was staying, the officers noticed that the man's speech was slurred and he was unable to provide coherent answers to their questions.
Go ahead and say the E word. Please say the E word.
They're pretty sure he was drunk.
It was emitting from something.
Realizing that the man posed a potential danger to himself and others if left to his own devices, officers placed him under arrest for disorderly conduct and transported him to the Tybee Island Police Department. So, like, disorderly conduct is swaying back and forth and trying, like, everyone's doing that, trying to stay upright out there.
It's like I'm actually swaying back and forth under the table right now. I don't know if you've noticed it in some of our videos, but the camera shake a little bit because I can't sit still.
Oh, I can see in the mirror.
It definitely, my legs always move. And maybe I am currently committing some acts of disorderly conduct.
During the evening hours of Monday, March 13th, one of our officers was monitoring traffic along Highway 80 when he checked a vehicle speed at 60 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone.
That is really fast.
That is really fast. Area.
And it's unsafe. It especially is. Especially in tourist season.
Because we have crosswalks like every 100 feet, I would say, you know, like.
And half the time the people don't push the little lights they have on them to let somebody know they're coming across the road. And that's just a recipe for disaster.
35 is a reasonable speed for the street, I
think.
Now,
when you're saying it's 35 miles an hour you drive the 35 miles an hour, it must truly be a situation.
I ain't trying to hit nobody.
That. Exactly.
Like, because there's people
if
everywhere.
Not, you would be going, you know, like 90.
Yeah. Once I get onto Tybee Road, then the speed limit is
She
awful.
Says the cops don't sit out there.
They don't.
Now that we have posted this, I believe you'll probably see more patrols from the county out there.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone pulled over, but that's just me. As he caught up with the vehicle, the officer also noticed that its taillights did not appear to be working at the time.
What is this, like so the fourth people? Time tonight that that's been the case?
Yes,
third or fourth
people
time?
People need to like check your lights before driving. Good grief.
Make yourself a checklist before you come to the island. Don't bring yourself anything that might emit odors. No. Check your taillights and make sure you've never drank anything in your entire life.
After stopping the vehicle, the officer smelled an odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within.
I just don't believe it. Don't believe it at all.
The officer also noticed that the driver's eyes were bloodshot and there was a case of beer riding shotgun in the passenger seat.
Does it say if he had the seatbelt on?
I was imagining that he had the seatbelt on it. You know he did.
And it probably had on like a blonde wig too or something. You know, to fool people into thinking he could get into the carpool lane.
When asked, the driver admitted to having two beers. During the course of a subsequent investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol.
They found several dozen empty cans is probably what they found.
What they found was four open containers of beer within the vehicle.
I just don't think I can believe it. I just don't understand these people. I just wonder how many of them are actually locals or if any of them are locals.
It can't be.
Or if this is just all tourists, because when people come here, as we said before, their mind just goes directly.
Yeah, the locals don't drive. They'll walk or take Breezy. If they're drinking. And I mean, it's just
there's
one
no
side of the island to the other. There's no reason to drive.
Even if you didn't care anything about other people's safety, I mean, it's just, it's inconvenient to even try to find a place
parking,
to park. So you can just grab a Breezy or ride a bike or just stagger down the road.
Yeah,
you
just
know,
walk.
Out in the open.
Yeah. Carry your alcoholic beverage out with you because you can. So, I mean, you can have it.
Unless it's a glass bottle.
Yeah. So he was arrested for speeding, defective taillights, open container, and DUI. On Tuesday, March 14th, one of our officers was flagged down about a motorist that appeared to be in the midst of a medical emergency. After catching up with the vehicle in question, the officer noticed that it was weaving in and out of lanes of travel. After conducting a traffic stop, the officer noticed that the driver appeared to be disoriented. At that time, emergency medical personnel responded to the scene and transported the driver to a nearby hospital for treatment. Afterwards, the driver's vehicle was turned over to the custody of a friend to prevent it from being towed from the scene. This person sounds like they were not emitting odors of alcohol. Just having a medical, that's kind of scary too. Like,
I've heard stories of that where people would have a medical emergency while they're driving. And a lot of people, that's how they get in wrecks. It seems like a few years ago on the marsh outside of Tybee on Tybee Road, somebody had a heart attack and actually ran off into that marsh.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
That'd be a very scary place for that to happen because you're going to go right in the water.
Well, I think the person died and that's why they drifted off into the marsh because they had like a coronary or whatever the real severe heart attack is called.
Yeah.
So but it is still terrifying and it's entirely possible for that to happen.
On Wednesday, March 15th, officers received a notification from a license plate reader indicating that there was a stolen U-Haul on the island.
Wow, this is the first place I'd go with something that's so hard to track down, don't you think?
Why? Why would you steal a U-Haul of all things if you're going
to
steal
a car? We probably had to have something big enough to put his meth lab into, I'm thinking.
Like a mobile meth lab.
We're going to set up because it ain't going to be the first time somebody set up a house out here to make drugs.
That is true.
Of course, that was a more reasonable drug. That was fentanyl, wasn't it?
I think it was fentanyl. It's whatever can kill you just by being around it.
pretty sure it was fentanyl, and that was over on the west side of the island near the river.
Yeah, and they had to, like, put plastic all over that entire house and, like, fumigate it. And it was a nice house, too.
Yeah, they almost had to tear it down. Bike to check it out.
Yeah, they almost had to tear it down because it can get, like, into the wood and into the, you know.
And even the smallest dose of it, it apparently can easily be fatal.
Yeah, we've known several people that have died from fentanyl.
Within the last year, at least two that we know of have, actually.
So don't put drug labs in U-Hauls, people.
Don't put drug labs anywhere is a kind of more accurate statement I think I'd go with on that one.
After stopping the U-Haul, officers learned that the driver's license was also suspended.
This is truly a shock.
I'm just surprised he didn't have like a keg being shotgun in this one. Like that would make more sense.
Also wearing a blonde wig.
Yeah. He was subsequently charged with driving while license suspended and theft by receiving, which is a felony.
So they just let him walk away after this, right? On his own recognizance.
Probably, but they probably kept the U-Haul.
Just to check it, you know, make sure it's clean. There's nothing in there he shouldn't have. Does it say anything about what was in the U-Haul?
No, he just had a U-Haul. Like, how do you steal a U-Haul, first of all? Like,
why would you steal and why? A U-Haul? If you're stealing a vehicle, why a U-Haul?
I know, like, you want to be, like, inconspicuous. Like, I'm going to steal a U-Haul.
Well, see, nobody would look at it because the U-Haul I took was from the, you know how they have the states on them? This one probably had Montana or something.
Yeah, I guess that's true. People see that. They think, oh, well, this person's moving something, so they're not obviously doing anything wrong.
It's like what your dad said, because he used to, I don't know if he still does, he worked at Lowe's, and he said that people could come in there and they would just look like they knew what they were doing, or they're like, they're walking about their business, doing it like they're intended to be there. And like he said, somebody like stole an entire gas grill out of the store. How do you steal an entire gas grill out of a store?
You just push it out and put it on your truck like you mean like business, and nobody's going to question you because they don't want to get shot. So
I have to take it back to my lab to tighten the gasket. I'll fix it there and bring it back. Yeah.
During the evening hours of Thursday, March 16th, officers responded to the area of Bay Street in reference to a single gunshot.
Oh, no, we don't often hear gunshots here on the island, do we?
No. While speaking with officers, a witness stated that they saw people running around on the porch of a nearby residence immediately following the sound of the shot. Officers spoke with the occupants of that home, as well as others in the area, and all denied hearing a gunshot. A report was filed and no further action was taken at this time. So no one knows anything about a gunshot.
As they're sitting there polishing a shotgun, they're like, I'll tell you one thing, officer, that I ain't never seen nor heard, and that's a gun.
I ain't never had a gun.
Being shot.
No.
I ain't never even owned a gun my whole life.
Not even one. And I don't have any alcohol, so please don't check.
You got a cold, right? You ain't going to be able to smell nothing emitting from these areas,
your sense of smell is off. Yeah, so, yeah, we hardly ever hear anything about people shooting guns out here because there's no...
Or the only thing we hear that's even vaguely like that is the tons of fireworks that get shot off here a couple times a year.
Yeah, fireworks.
And then every once in a while you hear a fighter jet fly over and it sounds
like
it's
going to
explode everything.
Yeah.
Because I think they're flying at like 5 feet off the ground.
It shakes the whole house. It's like, this house might just fall down.
It's what it seems like. A lot of these houses are old, and it terrified Layla. As soon as it flew by, she came and laid up under my feet.
I know, poor baby.
It scared her more than thunder does.
Well, it was louder than thunder. On Friday, March 17th, officers responded to the end of the Tabby Island Pier and Pavilion in reference to a disorderly person. While speaking with officers, witnesses pointed out a shirtless man who they stated had been yelling, cussing, and attempting to start fights with others in the area. When officers attempted to speak with the man, he became angry and belligerent.
Those sound like a combination of things that somebody in that situation wouldn't possibly be exhibiting.
Officers then instructed the man to walk away and leave the area, to which he refused.
This is a shock. It truly is.
At that time, he was placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct. Well, first of all, a shirtless man on the pier, like, how is that, like...
That's not weird, but it's probably the fact that he's being extremely belligerent, I would guess, is what's going on with him there, and probably that he threatened somebody. I imagine that was included in it somewhere.
I'm sure alcohol was involved in this.
No, I would never suspect that.
It's like, all the stuff we're reading, I'm thinking, man, maybe this isn't as safe as I thought. It is out here. I mean, people getting roofied, people starting fights, gunshots,
U-Hauls. Odors emitting from U-Hauls.
Rogue U-Hauls. I mean,
people with felony warrants.
No tail lights or brake lights or headlights. And
people driving 80, 100 miles an hour in a 25, 30 mile an hour zone.
I think we should move to Vegas where it's safer.
Well, we definitely need to move to Vegas. It's the kind of place you can go and feel like a nice family-friendly environment. Yeah. A safe place to raise children.
Yeah, very safe.
Did I mention they have legalized prostitution?
Oh, gosh, Brett. That's what you're looking for.
No, I'm just saying it's a wholesome place to be. Okay.
Well, they used to have a strip club here on Tybee, right on the corner where the Rock House is now.
As I remember, our friend that told us about that said it was directly beside an arcade, so that just made sense.
Yeah,
really.
They said the dads would go in there, and the moms and the kids would go down to the beach and the arcade, and it was how you spent your Saturday.
You know, back in the 60s and 70s when things were totally messed up.
Now it is a family-friendly arcade.
I didn't even realize we had an arcade until we walked by the other day.
And I tried to tell you I want to go play air hockey.
I just thought they had a little rinky-dink table in the back of the room, but it's a completely separate little area for it.
Yeah, so if y'all are coming and you have kids and you want something family-friendly to do, the Rock House has rebranded itself as a family environment. It's no longer got the little nightclub area.
Yeah, because it was really clubbish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was super clubbish.
Mm-hmm. And check out the Sugar Shack. They've really outdone themselves up there. They've turned it into, have you seen the pictures of that?
I haven't seen what it looks like now, but I'm still having trouble getting over the fact that they did away with food.
Yeah, they did. Now it's all ice cream and candy, but the kids love it. They have, if you've seen those stores like at Myrtle Beach or any kind of place like that with the candy stores, like It's Sugar, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's got tons and tons of walls of candy and stuffed animals and all kinds of stuff like that.
I'm not knocking the store for what it is. And I guess by the name, it makes more sense to not have food and to have actual candy, because the old Sugar Shack had ice cream. And I think that's the only thing that would make it even close to being something you would consider to be called Sugar Shack. But tell you what, they had a really good hamburger back then when we'd get it. I love that thing.
They did, but the oven was too far gone when the new owners bought it. They had to get rid of it.
Plus, it's the kind of place where you'd used to go to and you'd walk in and you'd be like, you know, some places you want to be clean. Mm-hmm. This place was not clean.
It was not.
That's how you sort of judge sometimes if food's going to be good. If you look through the kitchen area and you can see the floor, it probably means they aren't putting enough love into the food that they're cooking. And it's probably a place that you should avoid unless
the food was good.
Standards. Oh, no, the food was great. That's what I'm saying. You know, if there's grease and
it's like a greasy old diner
all over the floor, then that's where you want to be.
But they've completely redone it and everything is perfect and clean. And the ice cream they serve,
it's not Leopold's, is it?
It's not Leopold's, but we've eaten, I'm assuming it's the same ice cream they had before, but it was really good when we've had it.
Maybe they make it themselves. Who knows?
I don't think so.
Well, some places do.
There's a couple ice cream places out there.
There's like three or four. This is
like right in a circle.
We'd make a joke about this. We used to live near a city called Gastonia, North Carolina. And it's like every time a new business would pop up, we'd be like, what? Is it a new mattress store?
Yeah, they
had it was like every time something popped up, it's like, well, here's another mattress store.
Yeah, they had like five mattress stores in a 1 mile radius.
They actually had one. It was almost like the SpongeBob movie where a mattress store opened right beside a mattress store.
It did.
And why did you do that? Money.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how we are with ice cream stores here.
We just have plenty of them.
Yeah, they're good there. Okay, so it looks like the highest count of cars coming onto the island was Saturday, March 11th. Does that look like the highest one to you? 9,852.
That's less than the last time we talked about a Saturday, isn't it? Because I thought we went over 10,000.
I think we got
and
close.
That's not even talking about St. Patrick's Day weekend, right?
St. Patrick's Day was only 7,000.
Well, I think it's because on and off island because of the parade.
People were going to the parade, so I think they took a lot of shuttles. There were shuttles coming and going all day for that.
I did see that. I think we almost got hit by one. No, that was me and Ethan driving. That was a whole different situation altogether. Just ignore that.
Yeah, you think I'm a crazy driver. You thought Ethan was more like you, but you learned.
I learned that. Everything I think about everybody else is apparently only happening
in your
my
head.
Mind. And no one lives up to the way I envision things should be, because the boy almost killed me. Not literally, but he terrified me and I was frightened like an old lady. And I basically watched YouTube videos for 4.5 hours as we rode down the road.
So poor little doggies got caught on the beach this time. There were 7 of them.
How many bearded dragons did they get this week?
0. They didn't get any bearded dragons, but they
had... How many Gila monsters?
No, just 10 people with glass on the beach. 11 people got caught smoking. That includes vaping people, so you can't even vape out there.
Because that apparently bothers the sea turtles, I guess.
No, I think it's to do with the littering, because they think you're going to throw your vape down on the beach.
I would say that doesn't make sense, but they do make disposable vapes nowadays, so maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you can litter anything, like potato chips bags, so like, why can't, you know, I don't know.
I'll tell you this much. Yeah, finding cigarette butts on the beach is awful, and nobody likes that, but if somebody's so irresponsible that they're going to throw stuff on the beach, first of all, they're going to smoke there anyway.
Yeah.
The people that would throw their stuff away are going to throw their stuff away anyhow. The most trash I find is when people come and bring like all their McDonald's and stuff and leave it and then just get up and walk away and not even clean up their food. It drives me crazy. Just like when we were at Walmart the other day and somebody didn't put their buggy up.
I know that drives you crazy. Shopping cart right in front of my car.
You got to be a better person.
It was only like 20 feet away from the stalls where you need to put the cart. I mean, really.
I actually think it was more effort to leave it where it was than to actually just put it up.
Yeah, it probably was. So, yeah, if you come out to Tybee, be warned that code enforcement is very active. They ride around on golf carts on the beach, and they will find you and your glass bottles.
What bearded dragons. Is, it's a big revenue stream for Tybee, especially with the bearded dragons.
Yeah, and they have signs up at every crosswalk, and it tells you everything you cannot have, and it's a long list of stuff. So, be warned.
Bring your reading glasses and make sure you look at the fine print, is what she's saying. Bearded dragons are apparently a faux pas.
Apparently, who knew? Like, can you bring, like, a guinea pig? I guess he could be a pet,
too. Is it an emotional support animal?
Yes.
Then I see no reason that we cannot.
So, you can bring emotional, or no, I don't know if it's, you can
it's
bring
not
service.
An emotional support animal.
You can bring service animals.
And even then, yeah. You might be forced to prove it.
Show your papers.
I don't think legally they can even pursue that, can they?
I don't know. It's like a tricky situation. Some people claim that if they start bothering you about it, that you can press it, but I wouldn't risk it unless you really do need a service
if
animal.
If you're blind or if you need one.
If it's just your emotional just support dog, I don't know if that's going to fly. They're probably going to harass you.
Support bearded dragon.
Yeah, they're going to harass you. And one person got caught disturbing the dune vegetation, which is a very dangerous thing because we do have snakes in our dunes.
Not just snakes,
rattlesnakes.
And I thought they made that up to try to scare people.
I did too.
Until I actually saw one with my own eyes.
I did too. Like, they put a sign out there and I was like, really? Rattlesnakes?
But I remember that because when they put the sign up, you talked about, this is stupid.
Yeah.
There were no snakes
out
there. And
just,
I saw one and you didn't believe me.
I thought they were just doing that to try to keep people out of the dunes because people were ruining the dunes. But they were true. Like, we saw it. I saw one after you did. No, I saw one. That was crazy.
Oh, and then when you saw it with your own lying eyes, you believed it.
Yeah,
but
and
you
then
didn't
I believed
believe
it. I didn't believe you saw a rattlesnake. I believe a snake.
It was a rattlesnake.
But you know, the weird thing is, have you ever seen another snake on this island anywhere?
I haven't. And we used to see like 4, 5, 6 snakes a week at our house in North
Carolina. We had copperheads all over our yard back in North Carolina, but I haven't seen one single snake in this whole time we've been here.
Or a single spider cricket, which if you don't know what those are, I think they're technically called camel crickets. If you look at them real hard, their leg will fall off. They are scary looking creatures and they seem to like to live underneath houses.
Yeah, we had those back in North Carolina, but we don't have that here. We have different kind of bugs here.
Yeah, we got massive water bugs, which are basically roaches on steroids.
Yeah, you'll see them out running down the street sometimes, down the sidewalks when you're walking.
Yeah, they're usually carrying a beer.
But they got their ID on them, so they're good.
No felony warrants or anything like that.
They'll walk right up to the bar and order a drink.
And they're pretty well known around here. And, you know, the tourists that come through here sometimes will complain.
Oh, yeah. If they come from up north and they're not used to those bugs.
Two real bugs.
Yeah, they freak out. So, yeah, be warned. We have bugs out here.
Yeah, I had to go to a property to get rid of one time to assist somebody out here. And they said, it's a roach. And I said, well, technically, I guess it's a roach, but it's not a roach like the type that scatters when the light comes on in the house. They're more likely to just sit on the couch with you and maybe, you know, watch a football game or two or something. And as long as they say go dogs, everybody's cool.
Yeah. And it's like we have the houses sprayed out here. You know, our house is sprayed every month, but you're still going to see those things occasionally.
And they usually turn up dead. You don't usually see them alive.
Yeah, I never seen a live one hardly in the house. once in a while you walk up the stairs and there'll be one just laying there dead.
Yeah, with maybe it's just passed out beside him, and he's
maybe he just overdid it.
It was a crazy night.
It was a crazy night at Sandbar. So.
And you're like, yeah, same. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Scary Savannah and Beyond. Next week, we're probably going to talk about more things that are not related to Tybee Island, but you will be able to look forward to a future episode where I think we'll probably have updates that are related to St. Patrick's Day, because surely something happened on St. Patrick's Day, right?
I don't know. This covered through the 18th.
Oh, well, maybe not. We'll have something. I'm sure odors will emit from somewhere, and we'll be here to share that with you just as soon as it unfolds.
3-2 weeks.
Tune in.
That's what a fortnight is.
I know.